most guides have a home territory, and that's where they operate from, such as our next guest. Now, the nice thing about his territory, though, is that it's the Bay of Fundy. Oh, my God. This guy is killer. Absolutely outstanding. I had the pleasure of fishing with him about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago or so, in the Bay of Fundy for giant stripers. He joins us now. His name is Greg Beliveau from Barn, Bass Barn, Fishing Charters and Tours on the Bay of Fundy. How you doing, Greg?
Good morning, Angela. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Oh, I am pumped. I'm going to relive every moment of that day we spent on the water now that I've got you on the line. How's the weather been since I left?
We have had the opportunity to get out on the bay a few times since you left, for sure, and we are still having an incredible season of catching big bass. It's been amazing for me this year, that's for sure.
So let me see if I can set this up correctly for the listening audience. So you got the Bay of Fundy, which is the world's tallest or highest or deepest or biggest tides. And it's a huge area. I called it when I was down there doing the show, I called it the crux in the elbow of the planet. And this is where all of the water gets pushed into and goes up and down every 12 hours to the tune of at least 50 feet, in some cases 51, 52, even up to 54 feet of tidal change. And so that in itself makes this one of the most unique fisheries on the planet, because you are totally, totally ruled by that incoming and outflowing tide. So we have to first talk about that, the uniqueness of this experience for anybody that wants that bucket list fishing trip. The uniqueness of fishing it on the world's tallest tide is, I can't even explain the excitement of being there. So tell us some of the problems with that, though. There are some issues with fishing tidal water, and I learned firsthand from you, one of them being when you can put your boat in the water.
That's exactly right. Not only do we take you on one of the most amazing fisheries in the world, we also take you on one of the most amazing experiences in the world, because people come to meet with me 3 hours before high tide, and they're looking at where we're putting our boat in, and there's no water, you know, and then they're looking at you as if to say, where are we going fishing at? And I said, well, you just sit here and you wait another half an hour, and you're going to see where we're going to put the boat in. And I've had people come after high tide when I'm taking my boat out and say they're going fishing. I'd say, well, where are you going fishing? They say, well, we're going fishing up with the islands. And I said, well, there's not going to be any water there in another, you know, half an hour. They don't understand. You know, so it's where I take you, it's what once was a part of Africa. It's 225 million years old. The islands, the rocks, the park. It's an amazing experience in itself. And the biggest experience is the water, is the current, the tide. The opportunity to be in a place where more water is going to come in and out in a very short period of time than travels through every river in the world.
Now, and that in itself is extraordinary. There's no doubt about it. To me, that's 50% of your adventure is experiencing what you just said, and that is the water movement itself. And the fact, and I did not know this, the fact that that part of Canada was once part of North Africa. I mean, that just
sure
blows my
mind. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, well, yes, that's right. Well, that's why in our area is one of the most amazing unsought areas or unseen areas. And that's why we have lots of fossils of different kinds. Oldest fossils in the world, you know, is in our area. And that's the reason we're 225 million years old, because we were once on the equator. And when the great continents divided, you know, we went north, Africa went south. And that's why around where I take you, I can show you parts of rocks and cliffs that are identical to Africa. The rocks are identical. It's amazing. And the biggest part of it, yeah, and one of the biggest things of it is not only do you get to see this, but the fishing that you get to experience is world class.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that in now, because we haven't spent enough time on it. You know, we started hearing about the extraordinary bass fishing opportunities in eastern Canada about 10 years ago originally. And then I'd say the last 5 years, it's really been coming on strong. So we were under the assumption that these fish were not native in that area, that these fish, in fact, had started moving up the coast to these coastal waters in Canada, maybe due to climate change, temperature, whatever the case may be. But that's not the case, because you're telling me that you were fishing stripers when you were like a kid in the Bay of Fundy.
Yes. And if you recall, you remember when we sat in down here, when you were here, the gentleman from the Bass River Store.
Yeah.
You mentioned that they had a tournament in the 1920s that over 300 people participated in fishing striper bass in Bass River.
I don't get it. With such an incredible fishery, why is it not like the, I would say in that, certainly in the towns that you live in, why is it not the main source of income? Why are you guys not promoting it?
Some people, a gentleman said to me the other day, Greg, he said, what about if the fish run out? And I said, I don't understand people thinking that theory. I said, because I was out there the other day fishing, caught over 20 monsters in 3 hours. We did, like, big ones. And I was the only boat out there, Angelo.
Well, that's the part that blows my mind. You're the only operator. I mean, people can't even find another operator. That just kills my – I can't even wrap my head around that.
And not only that, those fish that we're catching, they're like over 20 years old. Some are over 30 years old. You know, these fish have been there and in that bay forever, and they go two ways. They go to the Bay of Fundy, and they go to Grand Lake, and they go up the Shubie and the Stewiacke Rivers. Now, I've had people tell me this year that are in the fisheries and stuff that they had fish counters in there, and that, you know, just last year that their estimate was way over 800,000 just in one river going into Grand Lake of adults.
Wow.
You know, that was adults. It was just stacked in there like cordwood. You know, I mean, there's videos. If you go on and you look at Shubie and Stewiacke in Nova Scotia, there is videos you can see online that shows you the stripers in the river. So you can walk across the river on them.
Yeah, for anybody who's never been on the business end of a rod where you've got a 20 or 30-pound striper on the other end, you have not fished. Trust me on that one. They are the most incredible game fish on the face of this planet, no doubt about it. When you can catch them the way that Greg put you onto them, the presentation is just phenomenal. And when you can catch them that way and they're in big open water like that, man, do they run. Holy smokes.
Yes, I've had amazing experiences this year. For me, for the people who've been fishing them for years, you know, they come to me and say, Greg, I've been fishing them on the beach for, you know, 5-10 years. I've only caught a couple of keepers. Well, I've caught no keepers, you know, and so they come to me and they get out there. We've been into the 40 club a lot in the last month, like over 40 inches. And they're just screaming, low. You know how I act. And they just scream like little kids and they just can't believe it. And how tight I have the drag on an 8,000 series reel. And it's just pulling. They can't believe that they can't pull the drag out with their hand. But yet these fish are just screaming the drag out of this 8,000 series reel. And they're screaming like little kids. And their arms are all pumped up. And they just can't believe it. You know, it's an amazing experience for me to watch. You know, I tremble.
I got to tell you something. I got to tell the audience something. Greg normally doesn't fish himself, which is, you know, the mark and quality of a good guide. But on this particular trip, we had him fishing off another boat. And I got to tell you something about Greg that, as you know, if I was a regular Joe going out there for a fishing charter and I was on a boat with Greg, and yeah, I will catch, you know, 50 big stripers in the course of a day. There's no doubt about it. I'm totally, I have no problem saying that on air to folks. But you know what? That would only be half of the memories that I will take home with me. Those 50 fish would only be half, because the other half is Greg himself. This kid, and I call him a kid because when he gets a fish on the line, he is worse than a little kid. He is screaming. He is jumping. It is incredible. You, my friend, are an absolute joy to spend time with on a boat. And you make fishing, it's all part of the trip, I got to tell you. And keep it up. Don't ever give up that quality, the excitement level.
Well, no, I have a lot of people who tell me all the time lately, you know, people that have been talking to me, you know, lately and know me a long time, and they fish out there and they say, Greg, you know, we love the fact that when you get a big fish on, you know, we can hear you from no matter where we're fishing. We know when your boat is catching big fish. Some of my friends have asked me, you know, Greg, you know, do you mind not fishing? You know what I mean? And because I've only fished a half a dozen times all year, and this year I've made almost 70 trips out on the bay this year in a little over 3 months there. And I don't mind not fishing. I seeing the kids and seeing the seniors, and I've had some really, really heartfelt trips for people this year that, you know, that were sick and they were taking their last fishing trip, different things like that. So
nice. It's all part of the deal, isn't it, my friend? It's called Bass Barn Fishing Charters. Why Bass Barn, by the way?
Well, years ago, I opened up a little tackle shop on just a whim, and I called it the Bass Barn Tackle Shop. And it was just a little barn. It was just a little barn shaped building, like, you know, style of an old barn. So that's why I called it the old barn, and I called it the Bass Barn Fishing Charter. That's how I called my charter the Bass Barn Fishing Charter. And I'm going to open the Bass Barn Tackle Shop again. You know, that's my goal, is to have both going again here in the future. I don't know why it became that, just because it looked like a barn. So I said, well, I might as well call it the Bass Barn. So that's how the Bass Barn Charter became too.
We don't often give away phone numbers on the air, but because you don't have a website, a web page, I'm going to tell folks that you can be reached at 902-669-0872. That's area code 902-669-0872. His name is Greg. You definitely want to hook up with this guy. You have to experience what my grandson Nick and I experienced a few weeks ago. It will stay with you forever. It's in Nova Scotia, and you're chasing down great big stripers, and you're doing it on the world's biggest tidal water, the Bay of Fundy. Greg, I really appreciate you joining us, my friend. I've got to cut to the break, but we will stay in touch. We will stay in touch.
Could I mention, Angelo, just 1 second, that, you know, Bass Barn Fishing Charters on Facebook is huge. That's how we market our business, and you can reach out to us on Facebook. And everything's on Facebook, all the pictures, videos, everything about us. So Bass Barn Fishing Charters. Bass Barn Fishing Charters and Tours on Facebook, and you'll find us, you'll see everything about us.
And say hi to that lovely wife of yours who prepares a mean, mean striper bass dish, let me tell you. We got to run, my friend. Hey, how are you?
She's sitting right here with me, buddy.
Take care, guys. I've got to run. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, no worries.
Bye-bye. Board Journal after this, don't you dare go away.